Hello, good evening, and welcome to Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. Next Wednesday sees the County Donegal Executive of the Irish Farmers Association hosting its annual general meeting in the Clannery Hotel in Letterkenny. The President of the IFA, Eddie Downey, will be in attendance. Raphoe farmer PJ McMonagall is coming to the end of his four-year term as chairman of the IFA's county executive in the county. It's certainly been a busy time for him, and he joined me during the week to reflect on his time in the post. PJ, you're coming to the end of your term, and it's been 4 years which have flown by.
That's right, Chris. You know, as when I started out 4 years ago, I said, you know, this is a long term. You know, 4 years is going to be a long time going on, but it has just went past, will have flashed. You know, it's unbelievable how quick the 4 years have went.
You took over from William Monagall and Donegal, a proud tradition of chairmen who have not only represented the county very well, but have been very active in terms of national participation. And needless to say, you know the road to Dublin and IFA headquarters pretty well.
Well, they once you start into the job as chairman, you know, you've been in Dublin that before that, but the car gets to know where it's going. Just when you go out in the morning, it could nearly go itself. You know, it's like running to Letterkenny. You know, you just get into a mode of going, and it might be 3.5 hours to Dublin, but it becomes not necessarily a weekly, maybe a fortnightly thing that you're going up and down, and you'll be there so many times. You know, it's just like going to work in the morning, that it becomes very natural thing to do, just run up and down to Dublin.
Most of the people who've been chairman have been involved in national commodity committees, maybe of one sort or another, but when you actually take over as chairman of the county executive, are you really prepared for what's in store? Because people might have ideas of what's involved, but it's hard to really imagine what exactly you do actually have to take on.
It's a mammoth task. There's no other way of putting it, Chris, and I suppose To be honest, I was dropped in at the deep end, and because I didn't expect to be the next chairman after William Monagall. And you start out and you have your own notions what you have to do, but it's you have to cover every commodity that's out there. You know, dairy and beef, sheep, tillage, vegetables. You know, the environment. There's so many different things out there, and you know, you have to get to grips. You're never going to get to grips with it all, but you have to try and do your best to get to grips as much as possible of all the different commodities. I suppose by going to National Council in Dublin, that really helps you too, because you're hearing from every commodity chairman what's happened and their precise thing, and that at least you can bring that information down the road. But it's a lot of to take in, you know, and it's not a job for everybody. It's a serious job and takes a lot of time, you know, and the majority of your time is spent looking about things either in this county or in Dublin or maybe even having to go to Brussels. So it's a full-time job.
The IFA has been one of the strongest, if not the strongest, lobbying group in the country for many years, an enormous amount of voluntary work. But the structures of the organisation, just to tell people who maybe aren't familiar with them, PJ, you know, there's people up there in headquarters, there's full-time staff, there's a great backup, there's the office in Brussels, there's a huge network of people involved.
Yes, you know, we have an office in Dublin, we have another office in Brussels, and I suppose what IFA is going now 60 years, and I suppose, if anything, we're still learning. You know, it's a bad day, you don't learn something, and IFA is the same. You know, they're always learning something every day. But, you know, there's full-time staff in Dublin for, you know, no matter what problem you have, let it be financial, legal, we have somebody there that's at the end of the phone to help as a member, any member of IFA, there to help when you need it, you know, and that's what IFA is about, as well as lobbying for farmers on a daily basis. We have that backup service that's there for the members if they need it.
You've faced many challenges during your term as chairman, and it's not easy to please everybody. There's always going to be dissenting voices, and you've mentioned them in the strength of the IFA, the unity of the numbers there and the clout that it has. But being a chairman, sometimes you're there and you get a bit of flack and you're trying to balance things, and at the end of the day, everybody is trying to get a better future, though.
you know, we're never going to please everybody, and no matter what scheme or what happens, somebody's always going to be disappointed. But I don't think it matters what walk of life you're on, and you know, you're the head of something. You're never going to please everybody in that particular job, because it's not meant for everybody, and just depending on your circumstances, it may fit and it may not. But you know, you're trying to do your best for everybody, and if the thing doesn't fit this time, maybe the next, you know, in 4 years' time when something comes around, it may fit you then. But it's impossible to meet everybody's needs all of the time. It just can't happen.
Now, the membership fee every year, I mean, there's a great benefits package there. I suppose that in itself covers the cost of membership, even if you don't get involved at all.
Well, you know, the big thing, we're heavily involved with FBD, and, you know, your membership is €75, and you get a €75 discount with FBD to start with. So that's your, you know, if you're insured with FBD, you have your membership, you may say, paid in that. And, you know, there's different, you have Stella Link line, you have different places that there's 10 or 15% off, depending on what you're traveling with. And the people in IFA, you know, would spend a lot of time. We have the phone deal. We have board gas for electricity. You know, we're all the time thinking on the farmer and his business out there, and if we can help him, you know, leave his business better, it's better for everybody. So, you know, it's not just about lobbying and looking after that end. We're also looking after, you know, his finances as well, because if you can save him money, it's, you know, you're saving everybody money, so it does help.
In terms of the branch structure here in Donegal, Donegal's always been a very strong county for the IFA. We've in the region of, what, 28, 30 branches?
We have 30 branches in the county, and you know, our membership has went up this last... Well, post membership goes up every year, and you know, we're up 700 or 800 members in the last 4 years again, you know, so to me, it tells us that we're doing something right. You know, that our membership is always going up, and it's not an easy thing to do out there, you know, increase your membership every year. You know, you're going out and you're trying to help, and not everybody agrees with you. And to increase your membership, I think, it shows the dedication that's behind IFA at the end of the day.
During your 4 years there, there were many big issues. I mean, there wasn't a month that went past by without something coming up, and often something that was unexpected. But looking at the really big issues during your time, and the whole cap reform and what packages were coming through, there was an awful lot to take in. But everything is an evolving process.
It is, and you know, it's always, you know, you even take the cap reform. Since I started in 2011, we were protesting in Dublin that time. You know, CAP is only coming into play now in 2015, 4 years later. So, you know, it's evolving all the time. You know, we had the fodder crisis in the middle of it, and there's so many things that evolve all the time. You know, in 2013, at Christmas time, you had the vegetable protest. You know, there's always some part of farming in crisis, and that you're looking to help in. It's you know, from month to month or from year to year, there's always something happening, and you just put your attention to that particular thing at the time and try and run with it.
The county executive generally has a meeting once a month, and I know over the years you specialise in bringing up guest speakers, and we've had people there from all sorts of groups, some of them not connected with farming at all. There's been people there who have spoken about suicide help groups. There's people who've come up from various commodity committees. We've had the president of the IFA up. And those county executive meetings, PJ, you know, for people who haven't been along to them, you know, often they're a great source of information.
Yes, and I suppose what we have tried to do over the last number of years, it always was the case that from every branch there was four people was designated to come to the county executive and take the information back to the branch. And I suppose one of the things I looked at was, you know, it's open it to everybody, and you know, they bring everybody out, as many people as you can, out to the meeting, and you know, bring in different speakers, not just keep it to farming, as you say, you know, suicide, mental health, you know, there's so many other things out there that affect us, you know, good and bad, and you know, we've had the banks and we've had different people, the insurance companies, and you try and cover as much ground as possible. And a lot of the times when you bring people to a meeting too, you know, maybe they're not asked a question just straight up at the middle of the meeting. And what we've tried to do is, you know, have the meetings on time and finish in time and have a wee cup of tea after. And if you have some wee problem, you can go to the speaker afterwards and, you know, and have that chat in private and maybe take it from there. And that seems to have worked well over the last number of years of trying to make it a social event as much as anything else. It's not just a meeting. If you can have something, you know, the wee cup of tea after and making it a social event, just to bring people together, because as farmers, we work mainly on our own and we're isolated. So if you can bring them once a month together and speak to a fellow farmer, it only can help them.
In terms of where we are in farming in Donegal now, do you think things are better now than they were 4 years ago?
I think we're as well off. We're not any worse off, but whether we're better off as farmers, I'm not right sure. We have a new cap budget with less money in it, so we have less money coming in. The finance is much tighter now than it was 4 years ago. So, in my belief, we're as well off, but I don't know where we're much better off, Chris. Mm.
And in terms of all the bureaucracy and dealing with more and more things are going online, and that has its pros and cons, but are things getting easier or more complicated in terms of the actual running of the whole farm business?
They're getting more complicated because I believe, our time now needs spent doing paperwork. You know, the manual part of the farming is, if you want to call it easier, that's in the past. Now, yes, you have to do it, but, for inspections and keeping everything right, paperwork is the one has to be kept up to date. Let it be doing it on paper or doing it online. Your time must be spent looking after the paper end of it. And you know, you buy dose and stuff or any kind of chemical now, you have batch numbers, expiry dates, all this must go onto your file and be kept there. And there's more and more time being spent in the office of the farm rather than out doing actual work.
Looking ahead, you're going to be taking a little bit of a welcome breather from it all. And after all the time spent being as chairman, Michael Chance will be taking over the mantle of chairman at county executive level. And we have the president, Eddie Downey, coming up for the AGM.
Hopefully on Wednesday night we'll have a good crowd. We have Eddie Downey, the president, coming up. We have also Bert Stewart, the regional chairman, coming up as well. And a lot of farmers are wondering about he's the chairman of the Animal Health Committee. You know, TB, brucellosis, BVD, especially like a BVD, where's it all going? Are we going to have another year of tagging the calves for it? You have Yone's disease, but there's a pilot scheme being brought out for it. So Bert will have all the up-to-date information on that. So on that part of alone, it'll be well worth coming to listen to them. And Eddie will have all the stuff that has happened over the last number of years and where we're going into the future. Where he sees us going in 2015. So it'll be a very interesting meeting with the two of them there.
And finally, PJ, no doubt you'd like to say thanks to all those who have assisted you in any way during the last 4 years.
Yes, it has been a pleasure being chairman for the last number of years. And, you know, there's countless people that has helped me over the term. And, you know, opposed to every member of IFA, to the staff and RFO, and, you know, to yourself and the people who from the papers and the Highland that come to our meetings and help us out. You know, it couldn't be done without everybody's help.
PJ McMonagall there, the outgoing chairman of the County Donegal Executive of the IFA. Just before the Mart prices, Ireland's newest farming organisation, the Irish Natura and Hill Farmers Association, is launching its Donegal operations this evening in the Mount Errigal Hotel in Letterkenny, with that first meeting getting underway in just a few minutes' time. And the livestock prices. Cattle prices, steers down, making €4.10 a kilo. Heifers also down slightly, making €4.15 a kilo. U-grade bulls, no change, €4.20 a kilo. And R-grade cows down to €3.70 to €3.80 a kilo. Sheep prices, well, lambs up to 24 kilos, making €5.60 a kilo. And ewes, €3.30 to €3.50 a kilo. Well, that's it for another edition of the programme. From me, Chris Ashmore, a very good evening.